Well, on the 24th of last month, that's when we jetted off to Darwin.
Yeah.
And it was an early morning flight, so we got up to Darwin, had a very chilled out day once we were walking the streets of the, 31 degree streets of Darwin, which is just beautiful. Humidity was high.
Yeah.
Reptiles were out. It was so cool.
Different part of the world up there.
It totally is. And it was so funny getting off that plane too and just being hit by that heat and going, yeah. Oh my God.
We're still in Australia.
I'm excited for this to happen at Brisbane, but I don't even know if it's going to happen with all the rain that's on the way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was a lovely just sort of half a day from midday to the evening to just acclimate to the Northern Territory weather, but not fully acclimate because you drive to where we had to drive, which was Kalkaringi for the Freedom Day Festival,
yeah.
And the air is drier.
Mm.
It's way more arid. Even it's dry as is up in Darwin, with a bit more humidity because it's so close to the ocean.
Mm.
However, you go further south or west, where we were going.
Yeah.
I think it is southwest. You go south to Katherine,
mm-hmm.
and then you drive out towards Kalkaringi out there. And I tell you what, I've swum in the springs in and around Brisbane, but I've never had a spring swim over in Northern Territory. And Katherine had the most beautiful springs ever. And it was just an awesome journey. Jem and I came back with just full hearts after that, because we were looked after so well by all of the volunteers and the people that were running it and the organisers, and they were just so chilled out and down to earth. And we saw amazing artists like Coloured Stone, for instance, and Black Rock Band as well. They were phenomenal. We got to see them twice, and it was just awesome. Paul Kelly was an amazing fella to yarn to, and he got us up to do Big Things Grow.
Did you see the photo of yourself?
Yeah, I did.
In the Guardian? I'm sitting there looking through the Guardian. Not your right-wing gutter press, but your left wing. And I was right at the end. Who's that? Musicians, Clay and Jem Casadale with Paul Kelly.
I don't know about musicians.
That's an amazing shot.
That's too funny.
That looked to be just, what an experience.
It was a total mind-blowing experience, and we didn't want to sound like we were bragging. In actual fact, we were just reflecting on the first time we actually got to perform that song when we were really tiny.
Yep.
And they got everyone up on stage to do that song.
Magic.
But the way that we were talking about it, we were just reminiscing, but the volunteers in the car overhearing the conversation just sounded like getting up to do From Little Things, Big Things Grow is just what our family does.
Yeah.
We were kind of like, no, this happened years ago.
Yeah.
we were embarrassed. But it was an amazing event because we got there. So this is an idea on the travel to get out to this place as well. And the shop there is just, absolutely tiny. Mm. And it's not like, you don't have supermarkets out there or anything. We were camping, in the 30 degree heat.
Yeah.
And the travel out there was, so we traveled south from Darwin to Katherine, and then we traveled out to Kalkaringi, and it takes literally a full day. So it was a full day of travel just to get our flights done.
Mm.
So that's 2 days on either side, one day of either side of the trip, and one day to get in and out of the community. And when we were there, I think it was on the second day that we were actually there in Kalkaringi, that was when they had the actual march for the Freedom Day,
mm-hmm.
and everyone had these beautiful flags. Some of the flags had pictures of past relatives and family members as well, and they carried that flag down to the creek where they catered for, I'm not sure of how many people were actually at the event, but I've never seen such a small camp style, barbecue just absolutely going off. And they were cooking up steaks down by this creek.
Yeah.
And to just touch some of that water and put it over your head in that heat as well, and it just cooled you right down.
Yeah.
In actual fact, I saw a lot of people taking their thongs off while they got under the sand, and it was, funnily enough, more comfortable not to wear shoes on that in that sand and dust than it was to wear the thongs.
Yeah.
So I was barefoot most of the march as well, which felt great.
Yeah.
And it was great, the welcoming ceremonies and the dances and some of the speeches given by the figures there was just amazing.
So was it around where Wave Hill Station was, or is it?
Surprisingly, not as close as I thought.
Yeah.
And it was only on the second last, I think it was our last full day in Kalkaringi and on Gurindji country where we actually got to go see Wave Hill and the station. And a TO up there, Double R, he showed us around and gave us the stories and gave us this almost private tour of where pretty much he grew up and spent the first bit of his life at. And he showed us his house and what was like what's left of his house and pretty much the big pieces of stone that had been cut into pretty much something to have a floor, you know, cut into pieces to fit, and like a jigsaw puzzle, these big rock pieces just sit together. And he showed us, and there was buttons and marbles and things that had just been there for ages. And he picked it up. And he goes, "Marble," and he goes, "It's probably my sister's." And he flicks it on the ground. It was just the funniest thing in the world. But you know, considering. Just the feeling of being there and hearing the history and the massacres that were happening just over the ridge. And we finished up at the station itself, just mind reeling, you know, and constantly ticking over going, this is where it all went down. This is where that story that I've known for so long through Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly's song.
Yeah.
It was so funny having the visual stimulation and the understanding, it would have been all coming together, and it was really quite powerful.
Yeah.
And we finished off that day by going to this almost like a summit. Like we went to the top of this this beautiful escarpment, and Double R took us up there. And I'd been waiting a while to see this sun because I hadn't seen it since I was about 11 years old. But the Northern Territory sun, when it gets the smoke in front of it and the red. And it's got something to do with the layout of the land as well and just how flat it is. It's very different to the sun that we sort of saw here when we were going through all the fires in November of 2018 or something.
Yeah.
And or 19. And to get up there and be a lot older than 11 and see that sun again, it didn't actually, and I was excited to see it from the start of the journey, but it didn't appear until the last night. And I thought that's
always a good way to finish.
It is always the case.
Yeah.
We'd had all this beautiful live music and performances by these fantastic artists, and then to just sort of round it off like that. And to think of it now as a festival is really a big understatement. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you go to a festival and you can remember the bands, but in this case, it's like I've gone to a festival, but I remember the people and I remember every conversation and the sights.
Yep.
And that's what sets it aside from any place I've ever been in this country or anywhere for that matter. So it was pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And it was just a classic
amazing
to just be up there with my sister as well, because we don't get to spend that much time together anyway. So to be forced to
camping with your sister.
Yeah, exactly. We're in the tents next to each other, you know. It's just like I'd yell out to her.
Like old
we'd
times.
We'd be talking through tents, you know. So you can hear everything out there. It's so quiet. But
It would have been amazing. It was starlight and
it was like, beautiful.
Yeah, that would have
stars were amazing.
That would have been amazing.
It's an eye-opening place to be, and you kind of have
and
to
it's right. I mean,
pinch
it's,
yourself.
As you say, it takes all that time to get there, and you're still in Australia. I mean, that's the heart of the place.
I felt a long way from home, but at the same time, it's not as if I was missing home. I was actually very sad to be leaving there.
Yeah.
And, you know, those feelings that you get even as a kid going, oh, I'm going to have to leave this place sometime.
Yeah.
It was that feeling, and it was just totally mind-blowing.
Mm.
But we'll chuck on Kevin Paul's song coming up next from Little Things, Big Things Grow. This is where all those stories are encapsulated into this song, and I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
3, 2, 1. Gather round, people, I tell you a story, an 8-year-long story, power and pride. British Lord Vestey, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides. Vestey was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his dough. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
hands you were working. Nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesty man said, I'll double your wages. 7 quid a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others arising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingyari, he boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with them big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane to his country once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, came with great ceremony, through Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingyari. This is the story of something much more. Power and privilege cannot move a people. No way.